Years in development, the Waterfront Eureka Plan is now approved, but there's room for changing it as there's support for waiving minimum parking requirements in some of the plan's districts. The plan gained unanimous approval by the City Council at its May 6th meeting. Ultimate approval still waits, however, as the state's Coastal Commission will have to certify the plan as part of the city's Local Coastal Program, LCP. And as the council approached its vote on the plan's approval, there was talk of changing it to universally waive minimum parking requirements for residential development. During a public comment period, Colin Fisk of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities vouched for lifting the requirements throughout the plan area.
We are requesting a few modifications to the plan. One is to remove minimum parking mandates for new developments in the coastal zone and also in the inland parts of the city. Eureka's plans and policy documents acknowledge that these mandates are problematic and restrict new housing supply. And a number of years ago, Eureka led the way in loosening parking mandates and providing needed exceptions. Now it's just time to get rid of them altogether, as, for example, the city of Arcata is in the process of doing, and hundreds of other cities and counties and communities nationwide. There's no scientific basis for parking mandates, and their negative effects on housing production as well as walkability and pollution are well documented.
Jen Kalt of Humboldt Waterkeeper backed that up.
I would like to echo what Colin Fisk just said, and also would like to especially reinforce the idea of eliminating parking minimums. There's been a lot of studies showing that this is the single policy that can make the biggest difference in increasing housing, new development. So in addition, you know, the parking lots cause a lot of stormwater pollution and, you know, require toxic pavement sealers and, you know, the cars parking there leak oil. And I think we could all agree that we probably don't want a lot of that along our waterfront on Humboldt Bay. So I hope you will consider eliminating the parking minimums altogether in the Eureka Waterfront Plan and adopt it tonight.
The plan waives parking requirements for residential projects within a half mile of transit stops, making most of the plan's 130-acre area exempt from the requirements. A commercial bayfront district and a portion of the district that includes the county library branch are the ones where the parking minimums would be in effect. But that and other changes can be made when the LCP is updated, as discussed in this exchange between Community Development Services Director Kristen Kenyon and Councilmember Leslie Castellano.
Currently, staff was planning on, with the LCP update, adopting what we have in the inland zoning code, which does still include parking ratios, although it has a lot of exceptions and reductions. So if council wants us to go a different direction, we're open to that.
Okay. I mean, you know, I do generally support, you know, waiving parking requirements, you know, especially when so much of the planning area already will have them waived. You know, I think for consistency purposes, it would make sense just to extend that out. And generally, I'm in support of the recommendations made by the public commenters, and also understand that for some of them, we may need to wait for the LCP, and that's totally okay with me.
Councilmember Katie Moulton said the plan reflects, quote, the idea of having a really vibrant and inclusive old town that's got people living and working and shopping, and that's what makes it a place worth going to. Other notable aspects of the plan include its allowance of coastal-dependent uses like fishing and boating in bayfront areas, and its division of the bayfront into two districts. One reflects the mixed-use approach of Old Town, and the other is more varied, allowing larger development types such as RV parks. In Eureka, for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.